unmatched in the industry. Rates continue to drop as fewer cars are on the road. Now is as good a time as ever to make sure your family has the best protection at the right price. If your insurance costs a leg and an arm, call James Carlton, State Farm, 314-961-4800.
Three Bay Barbecue and Bakery is located inside the West County Phillips 66 station at Clayton Road and 141. They're offering carryout, delivery, and curbside pickup. Three Bay Barbecue and Bakery is open Tuesday through Friday from 10:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. so you can call ahead to place your order, fill up your car with gas, and drive home with a great meal of barbecue and your pick of their fresh homemade desserts, including gooey butter cake and so much more. Here's the number, 636-227-1208. That's 636-227-1208.
Neustetter's Jewelers is proud to announce they are reopening their doors on Monday, May 18th. Thank you to the community for continuing to support local St. Louis-owned businesses. They can't wait to help you browse their showroom or with watch and jewelry maintenance. Check them out at the corner of Doherty Ferry and Big Bend.
Royal Banks of Missouri is all about convenience for you. Where else will you find extended drive-up hours until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 2 p.m. on Saturday? You're busy, and now you have a bank with the flexibility your schedule needs. What was that about convenience? Sign up for Royal Banks of Missouri mobile banking system, and rates are down. Refinance your home mortgage. Finance that next vacation with a home equity line of credit, or take care of that new car loan, all with Royal Banks of Missouri. Check them out at royalbanksofmo.com.
Your home and chimney must be sealed to prevent freeze and thaw damage to bricks and mortar joints. Sealing these areas reduces the need for costly repairs if damage has not yet occurred. Allowing water, mold, and insects into the home and chimney result in the need for tuck pointing. Call Approved Home Improvements for your tuck pointing and sealing needs today. Now offering 50% off all tuck pointing services completed by May 30th. Call now to receive this offer. 314-780-6080.
For all of your eye care needs, see Dr. Michael Jones at Quantum Vision Centers, 1-866-260-EYES. Dr. Jones is a longtime friend of the press box and practices complete eye care in the metro area. From routine eye exams to LASIK and custom cataract surgery, Dr. Jones can get it done for you. He is board certified in ophthalmology and assistant professor at St. Louis University. He sees patients at several locations in the St. Louis area, 1-866-260-EYES, and when you call in, tell him Frank Cusimano sent you.
I wish we were having the Bill and Frank 60s competition now, because I would yell my name and go Rolling Stones to satisfaction, but so would he, because this is a song everybody knows. I don't care how old you are or whether you care about the rest of 60s music or not. All right, here's what we have to get caught up. Scott Sherman's in the house. He's here to help you with your legal questions. If you'll be patient, if you call now, you'll get in. We still have a couple lines open, 314-821-0590. And you're going to hold for a few minutes, but it'll be worth it. Or 855-282-8255. Started getting emails about, I guess, early last week. People saying it's Memorial Day. Hope you'll do. And there's no way that I can make everybody happy and play everything that everybody requested, but we'll do the ones that are always, they always work. And I'm about to play you the second most requested song that I get for Memorial Day. But first, a word from one of our sponsors. That's the way the professional people do it. First Community Credit Union. This Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, yard sale. Scott Sherman, Dan Strauss, co-host the yard sale. One sponsor. You don't hear any other commercials. One sponsor. First Community Credit Union. This was the week that they reopened the lobbies. You can go, except for Illinois. That's coming. Illinois, that governor. Okay, enough said. Lobbies in Missouri are open. Illinois, you still do the drive-through, the usual. Most of what you want to do, you can still do at any First Community Credit Union. And now the lobbies in Missouri are open. I just checked earlier, and yes, they are still the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. They still have over 40 locations. They still have very competitive rates, and they always will. This is what gets people to switch and do their banking at First Community Credit Union. Rates are a big deal. So hope you'll be able to kick the radio on or the app Saturday morning, 7 o'clock, and enjoy the yard sale. Sell something, buy something, or just listen. And if you already do your banking there. Remind them how much you appreciate their supporting this show and the yard sale. When this COVID thing hit, they didn't blink. They didn't go away. They didn't pull advertising. They stuck it out with us. We did with them. I hope you'll help us thank them for that and their loyalty. You repay loyalty with loyalty. Their loyalty to the show hopefully results in your loyalty to them is a great place to bank. More at firstcommunity.com. This is the second most requested song by a guy named David Ball. Dan and I have another song that we both like that he did called I've Got a Thinking Problem. This is a song about a young man who goes off to Vietnam and leaves his beloved Corvette, and he's killed in Vietnam, and then somebody buys that Corvette, and they realize it belonged to Private Malone.
I was just out of the service, thumbing through the classifieds, when an ad that said old Chevy somehow caught my eye. The lady didn't know the year or even if it ran, but I had that $1,000 in my hand. It was way back in the corner of this old ramshackle barn, with 30 years of dust and dirt on that green army tarp. And when I pulled the cover off, it took away my breath. What she called a Chevy was a 66 Corvette. And I felt a little guilty as I counted out the bills. Oh, what a thrill I got when I sat behind the wheel. I opened up the glove box and that's when I found the note. The date was 1966 and this is what he wrote. He said, my name is Private Andrew Malone, and if you're reading this, then I didn't make it home. But for every dream that shattered, another one comes true. This car was once a dream of mine, now it belongs to you. Though you may take her and make her your own, always be riding with Private Malone. Well, it didn't take me long at all. I had her running good. I loved to hear those horses thunder underneath her hood. I had her shining like a diamond and I'd put the rag top down. All the pretty girls would stop and stare as I drove her through town. Buttons on the radio didn't seem to work quite right, but it picked up that oldie show, especially late at night. I'd get the feeling sometimes if I turned real quick I'd see a soldier riding shotgun in the seat right next to me. It was a young man named Private Andrew Malone who fought for his country and never made it home. But for every dream that shattered, another one comes true. This car was once a dream of his back when it was new. He told me to take her and make her my own, and I was proud to be riding with Private Malone. One night it was raining hard, I took the curve too fast. I still don't remember much about that fiery crash. But someone said they thought they saw a soldier pull me out. They didn't get his name, but I know without a doubt it was a young man named Private Andrew Malone who fought for his country and never made it home. But for every dream that shattered, another one comes true. This car was once a dream of his back when it was new. And I know I wouldn't
act alone. Oh, thank God I was riding with Private Malone.
David Ball driving with Private Malone. Probably, to me, the second most powerful song about losing a life in Vietnam. And based on your emails, you feel the same way. So if I see the lines are full, if you give me another minute, we'll get caught up on business, and we'll jump right in with Scott Sherman. So even though the lines are full, you call, you get a busy signal. When Scott finishes helping somebody, please jump right in. And here are the numbers one more time, 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Window World is the number one selling replacement window in the country. You know that. I think you do. What you may not know, unless you heard it this week, is that now they have 25 months, same as cash financing, meaning you take your payment, your money that you owe, and you bust it up into payments over 25 months. Now, I don't know about you, but I was curious about why 25 months. Why not 24? They had 18. That's a year and a half. 24 would be two. Why 25? So I called one of the owners, and I said, why 25 months? And he said, it's the 25th anniversary of Window World in the United States. It is a national franchise. They haven't been in St. Louis 25 years, but Window World has been around as of this year, 25 years. So that's the reason for the 25 months. So they're honoring their silver anniversary, just gets you an extra month beyond 2 years to pay off with approved credit, of course. Big trivia night coming up in August. We've already raised over $14,000, and it's not till August. I would like to get more. And one of the suggestions from a listener was to auction off a visit sitting in here in the studio with us. Okay, we'll do that. Throw me some money. You know, show me the money. Throw me the money. And we'll don't be cheap. Don't you're not getting to sit in here for $300. It's not going to happen. So cough it up and we'll make it happen. And all the money goes to Action for Autism, and that's where your check will be made out. It's tax deductible, of course. Just another one of the great reasons you want to do business with Window World, in addition to a wonderful product that's owned by some pretty decent people and charitable people. And I like that. Window World. You can find out more about the preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues and the official window of the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs at windowworldstlouis.com.
On this side of the law, on that side of the law.
See, the smart people jumped on. Longest waiter, I guess that's a term. Person waiting the longest is Mike, who's been waiting for 20 minutes. So let's just say hello. Scott Sherman. Let's welcome Scott Sherman, everybody. How you doing, Scott?
Great, Frank. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for letting us get caught up a little bit.
Oh, no, it was a great hour, and anything for veterans and especially for those that gave their life, that is something I'm interested in.
So let's jump in. Mike, your patience is about to pay off. Welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hey, Scott. I'm AMA in the PM.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, I got a quick question. I'll keep it short because I know there's a lot of other people waiting. But my wife was in an automobile accident back in October. The car was totaled. The other person that hit us had full insurance. We were thankful for that. The other insurance company immediately settled up on the replacement of the car. In fact, they paid me a little bit more than I expected. It was very prompt. But when it came to the health part, my wife didn't require any hospitalization, but she was in the hospital. Airbag went off. Had to have a little bit of a treatment afterwards. So on the health part, I'm out of pocket about $5,000. And then this other insurance company comes along and they say, well, we're going to settle for $3,000. All right. And so I went and got a lawyer, turned everything over to the lawyer for review. They said, hey, we'll take a look at it. We'll try and settle. Now, that was back in October. I guess my question is, what's a reasonable amount of time for a resolution to something like this? Because now we're going into June, and I'm still nowhere where I was back in October as far as getting something settled.
All right, before Scott speaks, I don't think this is an unusually long period of time, because there's a saying, the wheels of justice turn very slowly. Well, I found out recently, and I can't explain why or talk about it, that they turn like molasses. I don't think that means anything, that it's taken this long, except that they're stalling, hoping that they can just get off with $3,000. Scott?
It's about right. You know, this is the kind of stuff that I do. I'm not going to pick on the other law firm. I do have a question, and that is, what was the last date of treatment that your wife had for injuries related to this car wreck?
Probably about January, February.
Yeah, it's a baby case. I give you an indication. I think probably...
And he doesn't mean baby case, meaning it's not much of a case.
Yeah,
he means it's still in its infancy stages.
Oh, okay.
It's like just getting into kindergarten,
right,
maybe first grade. And that doesn't mean it's going to take 18 years to be done. It just means that this case really starts, and an injury case really starts in earnest for the lawyer representing the injured person when they're released or at a plateau, either from their last treater or they're about as good as they're going
to
get.
Am I okay to say 2 years would not be that unusual for it to be completely finished?
It wouldn't. Is this an Illinois or a Missouri case?
Missouri.
Missouri has the longest statute of limitations in the nation, 5 years. Illinois is 2. So a 2-year case in Illinois is nerve-wracking because it has to be filed or it's lost within the 2-year period. Missouri takes longer. The idea is to get these settlements going. I would say a reasonable amount of time because it takes a few months after she's released to get all of her medical records. Just putting a demand together. I sent one out today for a case that happened in February, but you know, it's different because my case that I had in February was pretty catastrophic, so there's not a lot of waiting for that one.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say by October of this coming up year, you probably will be hearing something, and probably by the late July, your lawyer's office is going to contact you, ask you some questions to make sure they've got all the background, and the demand probably sometime around Labor Day will probably go to the insurance company, and they've got a backlog of a couple hundred cases, which is not your problem, but it does explain some of this time. So hit the snooze bar till about August 1st, and if you haven't heard from your lawyers or her lawyers by then, give them a call or send them an email and get an update. See where the demand package is at. And right around August, right around, you know, Labor Day, September, they'll probably be in a position to send that out. 6 months is about right from the time that a person's released until the time the demand goes out. And then depending on what the insurance company wants to do with the case, settlement talks sometime about October the 1st. So,
okay,
you know, I would say my prediction is right around Thanksgiving, you're going to be in a situation where you'll know whether this case is going to settle or you're going to have to file suit. So they're doing fine. I'm not saying, you know, it's great. I'd love to be done with my cases in 6 weeks or so after my clients are released from care. But things happen, and that's a time frame. You know, I'd say hit the snooze bar till about the middle of July and send them an email.
All right, well, that was my question. I didn't know if I should still be staying on them a little bit harder than I have been. With all things considered, I've been, you know, kind of giving them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not looking to profit from this. I'm just looking to be made whole.
Right. If they haven't asked you for vehicle photos, any pictures of her if she was in the hospital,
all that in.
Yeah, if you've done all that, then there's nothing right now for you to do other than maybe a month from now or maybe tomorrow, send them an email that just says, here's a quick update on how my wife is doing, and if you need anything, let us know. But I'd say middle of July, if you have not heard from them, you should give them an email or a phone call.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you.
You got it.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. And now there's a line open, 314-821-0590. Call both of these. One will kick in. 855-282-8255. John is next. John, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hello, Scott, and AM and the PM.
Thank you, John.
Hi, John.
Hi there. I think I know the answer, but I want to get some confirmation. I own some property in flood ground. I've got someone that leases some ground from me. He has a clubhouse on this ground. Unfortunately, there's a tree. And I want to know when that thing goes down by the weather or would I be liable for compensation for this clubhouse?
Right.
You're asking about something that hasn't happened, right?
Exactly.
All right, there's a reason you're asking it, and I'm guessing, are you worried about the tree? Is it an old tree that looks like it's going to go down?
Yeah, the clubhouse was probably built in the 80s, and the tree was built was near it, and now it's almost done the stairwell to get up to the clubhouse.
All right, if you're worried about it, I'd cut the tree down. Scott?
Depends on the health of the tree. Frank's right. If you're worried about it, a sick tree that falls that you have notice about or should know about is your fault. A healthy tree that falls because of weather, or let's use force majeure since it came up during all the COVID apartment lease.
I like it, that word, because it sounds like a sexual, like a group thing.
It is.
Come on over, we're having sex majeure tonight.
Bring your batteries, we're playing force majeure. So I would, if you're worried, I'd have an arborist go out there and take a look at the tree. And if the arborist says this tree no bueno, then cut it down. If you think it's no bueno, cut it down. I don't know how much an arborist is to give you an estimate, but it's got to be more than it is to cut the tree down. How tall is the tree?
50 foot at least.
That's a big tree.
Probably
that's a $10,000 tree.
Yeah, it's an expensive tree.
It's a really expensive problem if there are people in the clubhouse having a cookout this weekend and the tree falls on them and kills all of them.
Oh, boy.
Or worse, maims half of them and kills the other half, and you know that tree is no bueno. So spend a couple bucks to get an arborist to look at it and then either cut it down or take a risk. But it's on you if that tree is sick.
Okay. I don't think it's sick, but, yeah, I'm no specialist by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah, these arbor people, I mean, they're tree geniuses. They'll tell you. And just to sweeten the pot, tell the guy, I'm paying you for the advice, for the opinion, but I'm not going to have you cut the tree down. That way he doesn't have an incentive to tell you it needs to come down.
Correct. Okay. All right. I got it. Well, thank you a million.
Amen. A million. That's a big thank you.
We'll take 20 grand.
Thank you, John.
Frank and I split it.
And the reason Scott used the term no bueno is because, as everyone knows, today is the famous Mexican holiday, 21 de mayo. So let's go to Alan, who's been holding 13 minutes and 9 seconds, but no more. Alan, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hey, Scott.
Hi, Alan. How are you?
Hey, I'm AM and the PM.
Well, that's a good way to be.
So this is regarding a slip and fall, but it's not really a question for Scott. So last Saturday, my wife slipped and fell in our driveway. It was raining outside. And when I went out there to see what was going on, I thought I saw one of your reporters milling around my yard, but he was behind a large oak tree. So I didn't really see him, but I think it was one of your guys that was doing a broadcast about what happened.
No,
so,
are you talking about the brothers?
No, you don't have a question for Scott, Alan?
I don't.
Okay. I hope you don't think that I'm being rude, but we got people who never get in and try to get in, and if I do this, they're going to get mad because they're waiting to talk to Scott. Huh? Oh, they get mad at you. Yeah, but I don't want them mad at me.
He put me on hold.
Well, then it is Dan's fault. Dan, you shouldn't have put him on hold. It's your fault.
Oh.
Alan, if we get around to it later or Monday, maybe we'll check and see if there's a report on that.
There we go.
Okay?
Have a great weekend,
Thank
everyone.
You. You too. Have a good Memorial Day weekend. He was nice about being shut down. I appreciate that. Let's go to Jake. Jake, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Mr. Sherman. How are you doing, sir?
Jake, doing great. Sherman. Call me Scott or I won't know who you're talking to.
Sorry. Scott, I got a question about insurance. I know you've done these, done updates in the past where, if you're making, this kind of money, you have this kind of property and things like that. And I really am clueless on how much insurance I should have if I, say, own a car, a truck, my own home with a pool in the back with no kids. And I know you've talked about umbrella policies and things like that. And I'm trying to figure out where I can go to learn more information about it or what kind of coverages I should have or what I need. Because when it comes to insurance, I'm really kind of clueless on this stuff.
Oh, wow. This, I love this question.
This, to me, is no different than find a good doctor. That's why you get a good insurance broker. Somebody who's not tied to one company who can get State Farm or Prudential or Chubb or whatever, and they should, based on what you have, they should know exactly what you need to be safe, Scott.
They should, but you know, just to educate yourself, in this case, Jake, on some of the, you know, some of the language that's used, some of the verbiage. If you have, say, and I'm not going to ask you, let's say you have $100,000 in equity between your house and your car. You probably, on the term bodily injury or personal injury for your automobile, you should be looking at coverage of at least 2.5 times that, if not more. So $250,000/$500,000. They sell it in per person slash per incident increments, starting at the minimum in Missouri, which is $25,000, same in Illinois, /$50,000. If you only have the minimum limits and you have $50,000 in equity, you don't have enough coverage, because if you do something wrong, it'll go beyond that coverage and they'll start taking your stuff. When you get up to umbrellas, which is a term that Jake used, when you have significant assets that are more than that and you have bought $250,000 or even $500,000 worth of coverage, then an umbrella would cover that other sort of, those other holdings, that other equity in your house or your other portfolio. But go beyond just PI, personal injury, bodily injury coverage. That's to protect other people and protect your assets from your screw-ups. What I find my clients don't usually have is stuff when other people screw up, irresponsible people, hurt you or your family, and you don't have enough coverage. That's the stuff, uninsured motorist coverage, for someone that no insurance. Underinsured motorist coverage, when people have, you know, sort of the lowest kind. You'll find that a lot of irresponsible people who either don't have insurance or some people that have the minimum limits, they do the most damage. They're the most irresponsible just all the way around. You have to also look to uninsured, UIM, underinsured, and MedPay. So if you're going to do a little research project, look at bodily injury, look at uninsured motorist, underinsured motorist, UIM, and medical payments, MedPay. Get yourself familiar with those terms. And then after you see that, go out to different agents or other resources. A lot of these are online. And get quotes and see what those cost. UM and BIPI, they cost the most. UIM, which to me is the best value, costs very little. And MedPay, that a lot of people don't buy, is almost dirt cheap. So it's a lot of language. But if you go bodily injury, UM, UIM, and MedPay, you'll learn 90% of what you need to go to an agent and get some quotes on the value.
Okay. Sounds good.
Have fun with it.
Why would a broker not, any broker, not tell him all that?
I don't want to. My cousin's one of my best friends, and I really respect him a lot. He's a great broker. But not every broker is a fiduciary. A lot of brokers are just looking to move action so they can get your homeowner's policy. They're looking to sell you annuities. They're looking to get everybody in your family. And they have supervisors, and they have quotas they have to meet. So sometimes when you're in a situation where you're getting pitched coverage, you're getting it from a broker that either you have told you want it under a certain dollar amount, or they want to get it as low as possible so that they can sell the premium. Doesn't mean they're bad people. It just means that lawyers are fiduciaries. We're doing what's best for our clients. That doesn't always happen, although it can happen with brokers in the insurance world. I'm going to get the insurance broker's going to call and tell me what a skunk I am for saying that. But I got people that come in and, you know, they got paralyzed kids, and their insurance agent, they got $1 million umbrella, their insurance agent sold them $25,000 of UIM coverage when the guy had minimum limits, and they get nothing. So that doesn't mean that agents are all terrible, doesn't mean they're all dumb. It just means educate yourself, do the research, and look at these things that most people don't think about. And if somebody wants to know what they are in more detail, send me an email. I'll run through it with you. I hate when people get hurt. But what's even worse is when they do get hurt by drunk drivers, by irresponsible people, by tractor trailers, and you're like, well, tractor trailers have more. Well, there's $50,000 total. And they look at me and they're like, you have got to be effing kidding you. And I'm like, no. If you would have spent another $100, you'd have had $500,000. So it is something everybody needs to and should educate themselves about, and I wouldn't rely on the agent any more than I'd rely on the salesperson at Dillard's to sell your wife a dress. I mean, you know, that looks great on you. Here's the price.
Are you in Missouri, Jake?
I am actually in Arizona.
All right.
Okay.
Cool. Oh. Well, it's the same. It's the same game.
And the PM from the border down
here. There you go.
It's the same game down in Arizona. These terms, bodily injury, that's to protect other people from your screw ups. Uninsured motorist, UM, underinsured motorist, UIM, MedPay, that's to protect you and your family from other people's screw ups.
Okay. I guess I need to go. I'd like to go sit down, I guess, with a broker because, you know, a lot of, you know, coverages and all this. You know, I don't know how much you need, but on top of that is, you know, I've got a different policy for my house, obviously, for my vehicles, for my Polaris Razor, that we can drive on the roads. So I'm trying to, you know, obviously get the biggest bang for the buck. And
most of these places will love to what they call bundle, and that is have your house, your cars, your snowmobile.
And you usually save a lot of money doing that.
Yeah. You just got to make sure that you have everything you think you have, because the most frequent term of art that I hear clients say is that they have, quote, full coverage, which I say is kind of like saying you have a hot girlfriend. Until I see her in a bikini, I'm not going to be able to know that. I just can't take your word.
It was kind of like, people I know that had insurance and there's a bad wreck and their car is out of commission for 2 weeks, and they didn't know that they didn't have car rental coverage. Well, that's
right.
The broker should have said, well, how about car rental? You want to be covered for rent? But it never was brought up, so it shouldn't be the customer's fault that they don't have it. The broker should have offered it. And if you turn it down, that's another thing.
And you bring up one, and Frank, you know this one as well as I do. They buy a new car, it gets totaled a week later, and then what do they have a problem with? The gap.
Right.
The gap between what they paid for it and what it's worth in replacement. So a new car, you got to have gap coverage. It's something that I wish I could do like a seminar, like on the, I don't know, the internet or something. But it's something where if you look these terms up, then you can go and shop and see and price and quote what's the best value for you. But if you're not looking at UM, UIM, and MedPay and gap coverage if you have a new car, you're making a huge mistake.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I appreciate the advice, and yeah, I'm gonna go back and listen to this on the app and write all this down, because at least having a starting point is it's nice. You know, whatever.
Hey man, hey, listen, thanks for listening in Arizona too. We appreciate that.
Oh hey, good. Every day to and from work, sometimes that works.
All right, man. Thank you, Jake.
All right, thank you.
Good luck.
Have a good one.
Bye bye. How about that? Wouldn't you love to know? I mean, really know how many people listen who are far, far away? That'd be interesting. We have one line open, 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Oops, somebody just jumped on it. Oh, this is a good day. They're catching on. Jerry, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Scott Sherman.
Terry?
Jerry. It says Dan has Jerry, G-E-R-R-I-E. Is that you?
Well, it's close. I'll go with that.
What's your name?
Oh, Terry, with a T.
Terry. Well, not close enough. Terry, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Terry.
Okay. The mailman ran into the back of my car, which was parked in front of my house. That was right after the first of the year. The supervisor came, wrote her name down on a card. We've called her numerous times. I'm in St. Charles. She said she was sending it downtown, but don't be in a hurry. Well, we've called several times and never heard back. We have called her. Oh, yeah, I'll do it. Now when we call her, she's mysteriously never available. So what kind of recourse do I have?
Well, if this person is carrying mail for the U.S. Postal Service, right? Legitimate mail carrier?
Yes.
Was she in her own vehicle or a Postal Service vehicle?
No, this guy guy was in the postal truck, and he ran in the back of my car.
Yeah, well, of course you do, and you need to right now go above and step over this woman who's not doing anything. She has a boss. There are people above her. Scott?
Yeah, I love the Postal Service, but these supervisors, they find, I don't know where they find these people. Some of the stupidest and most belligerent people on earth. And this one in particular sounds terrible. I hate the Federal Tort Claims Act, which is what this falls under, because it gets the U.S. Justice Department involved. It drags it out. The good thing is you guys weren't hurt, not only because you're not hurt, but also because that process really sucks. Well, the good news here is this, and depending on the next question, that is this, Terry. In your auto insurance policy, do you have collision coverage? Check tonight.
Good question.
Yeah, if you check your declaration page, or what they call the deck page, the coverage page, if you have collision, I know this is going to sound a little foreign, but make the claim through your insurance company. This will speed things up instead of trying to get some super supervisor of another supervisor who's belligerent at the local postal service. You can then have your car fixed, get a rental. It's probably not totaled. Maybe it is. But then your insurance company will subrogate or go after the postal service. And then when it's all said and done and they get the money back, you don't have to do it. And whatever deductible they held for you, they will collect for you. So if you want this fast, I'd be looking in your insurance deck page with your company for collision, make the claim through them, and then let them subrogate with the Postal Service so you don't have to get into that swamp with them, and you'll be on the road, and someday in 3 or 4 months you'll get a check for whatever, $500, $250, or $1,000 for your deductible.
All right.
Now, I know that sounds like, well, I'm going to have a claim against me, but it's not a fault claim. When they are subrogated, your insurer is then made whole. It's not your fault. And, you don't have to do that. But now, good luck finding the supervisor, and good luck getting your car fixed before August.
Right. It's going nowhere fast.
Try that. And if it doesn't work or if it becomes uncomfortable, send me an email and we'll walk you through it.
All right. Great advice. Thank you.
All right, Terry. Thank you. Thank you for listening.
All righty.
No one yet has said, what is your email address? Which tells me they're catching on and they know.
Or they really don't want to talk.
Or they don't want to talk to
that's you. Right. That's either way, it's fine.
All right. One line open and only one line open. 855-282-8255. 314-821-0590. Is this another Terry? Two Terrys in a row? Is that right?
Terry or Jerry will find
no,
out.
No, I don't. You know what? Now I don't know. I think I changed the name. I thought I changed the name to Terry, well, let's make now it I have easy. No idea who
hi there.
Is.
What is your name?
This is Justin.
Justin, there you go.
Not even close to Terry.
But he spells it T-E-R-R-I.
Yeah.
It's a unique way of spelling Justin.
Wow. Justin, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hello, Scott Sherman.
Hi, Justin.
And, hi, and before I don't want to forget, AIM in the PM.
Oh, yeah, forget that.
Scott, I have, I got a little thing I've never been through before. I live in Illinois, and I bought some property down in Tennessee that I wanted to work on as a project in my retirement when I get out of where I am working. And I, sent my wife down ahead of time, and we found a house down there just in the past year, hoping for her to get a maybe find a job so I can quit my job and have her.
Yeah, put her to work.
Yep.
Put her to work exactly. So you can retire. Yeah.
American way.
Exactly. And I've had it for about 4 years. You got me there. Mm-hmm. And I've been going down there every couple weeks during the summers to mow it and all that sort of thing. And the problem is down there, it is really tough. Unfortunately, a tough area, tough neighborhood where I am. And it really was beating me down as far as finding the kind of trash I really had to maintain. Well, last year, last summer, somebody rammed the gate that I would always keep locked. And I mean, they just destroyed the fence. and went in there, and they stripped the siding off of one of my buildings that was on the property. It was just disgusting, but the rest of the property, as far as vandalism goes, was already there. You know, the other structures were vandalized. But the point I'm making is, I guess, the last time I was there was back in the fall, and I did my mowing and picking up trash, but I didn't get it secured. And I can only imagine how bad it's gotten since I was planning on heading down to start up the season of mowing and all that stuff in March, and we had this COVID thing come down, and I've been self-quarantined and all that stuff. And I just got a letter. I self-quarantined at my mom's house. I got a letter that was not certified from the court of the clerk of a court in that city that says that they've got a criminal hearing for me in June. Now, this is the first time I've heard about it. And I wondered, what do I have to do? Who do I have to approach to see if, number one, I can get that postponed? And I hope they would take into account my delay because of this COVID crisis. But also, what kind of lawyer do I need to talk to who deals with issues like that?
What is it you're criminally charged with?
I don't know. It didn't express it in that. Now, maybe they attempted to send me certified letters. I don't know, but I've been having my mail held while I've been quarantined at my mom's, so they don't tell you that, and they send that stuff back.
Wow, Scott,
that happened.
Since we're short on time, this is a weird one. Scott, you can have this.
It's actually an easy one.
Okay.
It sounds scary because it's a city or county of whatever, Tennessee versus
Justin
or Terry.
Yeah.
Whatever his name.
Justin.
You need a housing lawyer in that municipality or that county. You've been cited for basically a delinquent property, and what they want you to do is fix it and abate it and get into compliance so that it doesn't become a blight on the whole neighborhood and it just becomes the neighborhood crack house. So it's not that expensive. You're not going to go to prison over this. But you could face substantial fines. You might even lose the property if you don't address it. So here's what you do. Whatever county that this property is located in Tennessee, get on the internet and look for people that do housing abatements and real estate sort of municipal ordinance violations. It's really no different than getting a ticket for something. Your house got a ticket because it's ugly and because it needs to be fixed up. When you get a lawyer there, they're local people. They work with the county prosecutor or state's attorney or whatever they call it in Tennessee to make the judge happy so that it looks nice or looks better. You're not the only one. You've got a great excuse because of the COVID-19 for not addressing it. You'll be able to get a continuance. But I would say the lawyer's going to get you for probably about $750 on a retainer. Pay it. Shop around if they want $5,000 because it's not worth that. And then see what you can do to hire somebody to get it in order, fix it up, and then this case will eventually be dismissed. Maybe a fine, but they want it fixed. So you're not going to prison, but your house got a ticket and you need to adjust and you need to abate.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I understand. Thank you again.
All right. You're welcome. Justin, all right. Thank you.
Have a good day.
You two have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you, too.
Okay. I think we can work in. I got one bit of business to do, so we have about 4.5 minutes. Let's give it to Tony. Tony, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hello, Scott Sherman.
Hi, Tony.
I'm AM and the PM.
That's a good way to be.
Okay, this is about attorneys' characters. A family member couple years ago retained an attorney for modify some of his child visitations.
Yes, sir.
That attorney went to court about 2 times on his BF, and unfortunately that person got arrested for some stupidity and ended up being incarcerated, and the attorney knows it. Send a bill to my house, and I said, I'm not going to pay his bill. And I don't want to say he or she. It said, okay, I understand. There was another court date a month and a half ago for the same thing that was postponed from before. And since the person couldn't show up, just the other half showed up. She didn't even show up. She just sent me a letter that the thing has been dismissed and everything stays the same from what was agreed before. But on a letter, she said if the bill is not going to get paid by the end of, that was April, it's going to be occur 18% interest. Now, this person, this attorney knows that there's no way nobody's going to pay his bill because he's incarcerated. Now, is this legal or ethical that they can charge 18% interest on the bill?
I got a quick question. Did you ever sign an agreement to pay, you personally, Tony?
No.
Good.
No.
Then whatever she sent you, I don't know why that this lawyer would send you the bill. It's not your bill.
Well,
somebody else's bill.
Because it's addressed to the other person.
Okay, very good. So in care of that person to you. With respect to this agreement to represent that relative, it's like every other contract. If the 18% interest for non-payment or for delinquent is in the agreement, they're going to enforce the agreement. If it's not, and this lawyer made it up out of the air, it's unethical. Either way,
well,
I don't like when lawyers try to strong-arm clients to pay when they're what's called incapacitated. This person's in jail. They may as well be in a coma. That's not fair. The question
right.
is that you asked, is it legal? It's only legal if it's in the agreement. Is it ethical?
I didn't see the agreement.
Okay.
So
I would say
it is
only legal if the interest is in the agreement. And is it ethical? Well, it's iffy. But I don't like when, especially domestic lawyers, start threatening clients that they're going to withdraw, they're going to sue them when the bill's not paid. Is it ethical? I'd have to see the agreement.
Right.
So
I never saw the agreement. The only thing it was that it
I'm
$3,000 cash.
Yeah.
Take the matter.
Tony, if your relative that's in jail gives you permission to send that copy of that contract to me, I will look it over and give you.
I don't even have it.
Okay. Then I'd say this: if it's in the agreement, it's legal. And if she's not threatening to do something terrible.
No,
to
the last phone call I had was we can work it out after he comes out.
Yeah. Well, if the person that's incarcerated is over 18, which that person probably is, I'd step out of the whole thing and tell this lawyer, you do whatever you want. It's got nothing to do with me. Leave me alone.
There you go.
Well,
Tony, we're out of time. Do you have Scott's email address if you need it?
Yes, I do, I think.
What is it?
Somewhere.
What is it? You know what it is?
Scott Sherman.
No. Nope. Give it to him, Scott.
Law Office of Scott Sherman.
Law Office of Scott Sherman at
Gmail.
Gmail. Yeah.
That's
Gmail, yeah.
You almost had it.
Yeah.
All right. Good luck, Tom. Sorry we're out of time, but good luck, Tony.
I'll take a look at that contract.
That's all right.
Good luck. All right.
Thank you.
There you go.
Sorry. I don't like domestic law.
We gotta go. I got some business. Give it up, if you would, for Scott Sherman, everybody.
Thank
we'll
you.
Do this again next Thursday. Okay?
Absolutely.
Thank All right. You. There he goes. And here comes Ballast Dental Care. And I'm actually able to tie in our newest advertiser with Ballast Dental Care. My dentist has an appointment tomorrow morning at 8:30 with Marco Bertarelli. There you go. What's that all about? Your dentist needs some knives sharpened? No. No, the Association of Dentists in the St. Louis area had to send back 10,000 masks because they were crap PPE masks. And the only company that I know that can jump in there and fix this is Bertarelli. So they have a meeting tomorrow morning. That's the kind of inventory they have at Bertarelli, in PPE equipment, in masks, in footies. And I got an email from another listener who owns a company in St. Louis. The guy's been listening forever, listens every day, owns a company, has contributed and participated in charitable events in the past. Sends me an email yesterday and said he's contacted them for his company. He had no idea that they were in that business and have been for some time. Ballast Dental Care wants to do everything right and wants the right supplies. Yes, they are open. Yes, you can make an appointment and go back in for non-emergency dental work. Believe me when I tell you, they're taking every precaution that those of you who are concerned about that would want them to take. You know where they are. The corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. BallastDentalCare.com. It's 5 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
Covering St. Louis.
I cannot recommend it highly enough.
590 The Fan. More than just sports. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis.
Good afternoon, everyone. From the 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. Partly cloudy skies. 65 degrees outside in downtown St. Louis. Today's high was 68. We're just minutes away.